Hello, Sublette County and LaBarge. This is Albert Summers reporting to you on January 18th, the seventh day of the 2023 general session of the 67th legislature. Today, the House heard bills on second reading, had final vote on bills in third reading, and voted on bills in committee of the whole. House Bill 50, Solid Waste Cease and Transfer Program Funding, is a reoccurring bill. Before 2013, the federal government required landfills with groundwater contamination issues to close. The cost associated with complying with federal regulations was costly. In 2013, the legislature created an act to help smaller communities to comply with the federal mandate of closing landfills and transferring waste to regional facilities. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality maintains a prioritized list of qualified projects. The initial list had 52 eligible projects. Each year, the list is revised and updated to reflect qualified projects. House Bill 50 amends the list to 18 projects, 8 transfer projects, and 10 closure projects. There were also 3 modifications to projects. 2 facilities increased in price for the scope of work, and the third modification was the removal of a facility from the list that had already received all the necessary funding. This act has a full appropriation and bill does not require additional funding. This bill passed the House on third reading with my support. House Bill 11, State Park Rangers Retirement, passed the Committee of the Whole with my support. This bill allows current full-time Wyoming Park Rangers to participate in the law enforcement plan under the Wyoming Retirement Act. These park ranger positions are certified peace officers, just like other law enforcement in the state. This bill would not require park rangers to use the law enforcement retirement plan, but would allow these individuals to choose which retirement pool they would like to participate in. House Bill 33, School Finance Career Technical Education Grants, creates a competitive career technical education grant program that school districts could utilize once they have exhausted their current CTE funding. The program, which provides up to $50,000 per school district, would incentivize districts to help kids learn more about viable in-demand career paths in the construction trades and other trades. This bill passed the Committee of the Whole. I supported this bill in the interim and today. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments. Thank you.